Good evening. This is Nancy Sorden, the chair of the coordinating committee for the Pacifica National Board. And tonight, November 2nd at 8:47, I'm calling this meeting to order. I'll do roll call. Aki Tanaka?
I'm here.
Nancy Sorden? Here. James Sagerton?
Here.
Marianne Martinez?
I'm here, Nancy. Did you say November 2nd?
I'm sorry. Tonight is October 26th, and we're working on the November 2nd agenda. Sorry.
Oh, I got you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Avelia Jones?
Here.
Thank you. Julie Hewitt? Donna Grimes? Heather Gray? Okay, we have 9 members on the committee, so our quorum is 5. We have 5 here, so we'll go ahead with our meeting. Our agenda is basically to coordinate board activities, which what we have before us right now is just the PNB draft agenda for the November 2nd, 2023 meeting. Open session, and when we discuss the closed session, we will go off the stream. So did everyone get to see the proposed agenda that I sent around of the executive version? We can only discuss the open session right now in on the stream. It has
the point of personal privilege.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I said that no response from Julie. She has responded by text saying she's on her way.
Right. And I'm here. Sorry.
There she is.
I had a little soup emergency. Sorry.
Soup? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Julie, I was wondering if you got my email with the draft version for the November 2nd meeting.
I do indeed have it.
Okay. And I can, like, add to it as we discuss other things that you may want to add. And we'll go into closed session to do the closed session items.
Sounds good.
So I did see the motion from the National Finance Committee meeting that they passed at their last meeting, and I put that in the appendix for the open session. And I did add the report out from the October 19th PNB closed session.
Great. I think the other thing, this is Julie. The other thing that we need to put on the open session agenda is the ad hoc investigative committee is supposed to be done by the time of this meeting. So we're going to have an agenda item to hear from them.
Okay. I have that as item 4K, investigative committee report.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I didn't read all the committees listed there.
I think we had it as a separate committee meeting. Well, that was the last meeting we had, but we didn't have the committee meeting for the second meeting of the month. But is that all right, leaving it there? Or you can change it, but it's
No. I think that's fine. I don't know that it will be just a 10-minute item. Maybe it will be. I don't know.
Okay. So we have the basically the report out, then, you know, fees, absences, timekeepers, agenda approval, approval of the minutes from the October 19th open session, all the committee reports, audit, coordinating, finance, governance, elections, programming, strategic planning, personnel committee, development task force, technology task force, and then the investigative committee report, and then the affiliates report. Then a report from the ED and Q&A, and a general counsel report and Q&A. And I left on there the update of the community advisory board stage at Pacifica Station. I didn't know if you wanted, if there's going to be any news about that or not.
Madam Chair, you're not very clear right now for me. Your voice.
Oh, is this better?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I put on the agenda for item, I left it on the agenda from last October 5th, update on the Community Advisory Board at Pacifica Station, in case there's any news that they're reporting. I don't know. And then there's finished business and new business. And I have in the appendix a motion from the National Finance Committee that they voted on in their last meeting.
It's Julie with a point about the update on CABS.
Okay.
I think rather than make that a separate item, we should make it be like a sub item under the ED report and Q&A. And the reason I say that is because, I don't remember exactly what meeting it was, but a couple weeks ago, you know, we talked about a motion about, you know, we were going to have this big motion about, you know, getting CABS going and having the stations answer, you know, a huge laundry list of questions. And really, you know, what we decided to do was to table that motion because, you know, it just made more sense to see how far Stephanie would get with gathering that information. And I believe at the last meeting, or two meetings ago, she didn't have a heck of a lot to report. And the last meeting, she had more to report. And I don't remember all the details off the top of my head, but maybe by the time, you know, next Thursday rolls around, she'll be able to give, you know, kind of a really complete report. So, right.
Is James with a question on that? In fact, I have two things, Nancy.
Oh, yes. Go ahead, James, please.
One is there was some discussion at some point about rescinding the 2010 P&B resolution on a uniform creation of CABS throughout the network based on the idea that we're not doing it that way and that, you know, to have it comport with our current CPB application, which kind of takes immediate precedence over perfection in how we are doing our CAB formations. The idea would be to just accept the CABs the way they are, even though they're not in compliance with that 2010 motion, perhaps keep that as an aspirational goal, but just recognize that we accept all of our CABs the way they are and what they're doing, with the one exception, I would say, of the KPFA CAB, which is they claim is on pause, which I don't think is acceptable to the CPB. Is there any thought about going ahead with that sort of thing to protect our CPB application is the idea?
Yeah, it's Julie again. I think, you know, what I don't remember off the top of my head is the details of that 2010 motion.
Basically, says STV voting establishes the membership of the CABS.
Got it. And your point is we don't always use STV voting to establish the membership.
We don't at WBI. They didn't at KPFA, and I think KPFK is a question, and I don't know about the other two stations.
And I have to admit I missed the beginning of the meeting where we just recently took care of that at PFW, so I don't know the answer directly either.
Maybe we should think about that and study it in coordination with Stephanie as we run up to the next meeting. We could talk about it on Friday.
Okay. But Nancy, would you put something on there about, under the CAB report, under the ED report, add something, add a line there that has to do with, something to do with the 2010 motion on CABS, just so that I'm sure that, so that we don't forget about it. Because it would mean pulling up that 2010 motion, and which I think somebody, I have it in email somewhere that somebody sent to me recently. So, it's not. Yep. Exactly.
When you're done with that, I had one other thing for you, Nancy.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. That was the Finance Committee report. You have it for 5 minutes since we're going to be talking about the KPFK budget, their FY24. There may be some questions, some critiques. Some people might want to make some statements about, deficit budgets and such. I thought perhaps 10 minutes would be better than five.
Okay. I changed it. Okay.
That's all. Thanks.
Was there an election committee report?
No, there won't be any.
I can just change 5 minutes. Take it away from.
Right.
I'll take it away from. I'll take the extra 5 minutes away from elections committee. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes. Amelia, go ahead.
All right. Yes, I don't know how to raise my hand or anything like that on my. But the question is,
just have to say on the Maestro call, you just say chair request to be on.
Okay, thank you. Well, Madam Chair, I've got a problem seeing where any mention of the KPFK LSB issue with Eric Jacobson in attendance is.
That's the investigative committee report.
Yes, okay.
Right, Julie?
I see it at K, 4K?
Yep, exactly.
All right.
Did I put any other description in there on the investigative committee? Is there like two different issues? Well, there were two different motions. We voted on one on the 19th, and we voted on two of them on the 19th. One of them was to restore Eric Jacobson, and the other was to continue the investigation on other people.
Okay. So the investigative committee is ready to report today?
Well, next at the PND meeting, right?
The next meeting? Okay.
Yeah.
The PND meeting.
All right. I understand.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We got that covered. Okay. I've seen some things on to the secretary email, like requested motions from various stations. I don't know. Have you seen those, Julie?
Oh, I didn't have a chance to look at my email carefully before this meeting. Sorry.
Let me see if I can. Uh,
Okay, this was motion to investigate discrepancies in numbers of votes cast and counted. And there were several emails. One was from Eleanor Foreman. I'm submitting this as a motion to the WBAI LSC. I hope the PNB will adopt this motion as well as at its next meeting. And I this was actually October 17th, and I didn't notice it until this week, until after the meeting. and it's a bunch of whereases. Let's see, the PNB, did they get it? Pacifica, it was sent to the Pacifica National Board as well. So you all would have gotten it. It's about results by election buddies and in the whereases. And therefore, WBAI LSB insists that an investigation be made of what happened to those votes so this can never happen again. And if and when the missing votes are found, that the results be retallied, this could be done using the raw data posted without additional use of Election Buddy, although if it's their fault, they should be willing to correct their own mistakes without further charge. And then there was a 12 emails.
You know, Nancy?
Yeah.
You know, the election committee is going to go look at over the, all of that. She's on the election committee, too. And
oh,
I think the election committee, I think the election committee should study that and then present it to the PNB.
Okay.
Maybe recognizing
that, too. We're meeting next week, by the way. So next Tuesday, Wednesday.
So that would be the Tuesday before...
Well, Wednesday before the PNB meeting.
Wednesday before the PNB meeting. Okay. Go ahead, James.
Yeah. That email from Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman was a culmination of a series of emails that were going back and forth between her and the election supervisor. She started out, I think, with seven, I may be wrong on the number, but a multiple number of claims at all the stations about improprieties in the count, you know, wrong information, wrong results, et cetera. She ultimately self-corrected on six of them. And the one remaining one, I believe, is about four votes at WBAI that may have been paper ballots that she feels are unaccounted for in the total results, because she's looking at the number of votes counted as opposed to the number of votes cast. And I believe the election supervisor accounted for two of them. One of them was perhaps a blank ballot that was in the nature of an abstention. And the another, the other one was a voter who used X's instead of numbers to rank choices. So that vote couldn't be counted. So at least two of them were incapable of being counted due to the nature of the way it was filled out. So I would agree that with the idea that Aki should look at that on the elections committee and see what they can find out.
Okay, great. And I believe you would have all, because the PNB is copied on all these emails. So the election committee should have, well, the PNB members of the election committee should have these emails.
I have them. Yep.
And if you could forward those to your other committee members, the LSB members.
Okay. Yeah.
So they'll have them. Okay.
May I come back on that one more time?
And then Julie.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead, James.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, I believe at the end of that exchange between Eleanor Elizabeth and the NES bowed out of the conversation saying, I presented the raw data, you look at it and then come back. So I would just suggest to Aki, which I'm sure he would do anyway, you know, look at that raw data and figure out what it is.
Okay, great.
I don't think, in other words, I'm trying to say, I don't think it's an issue, but, you know, of course, it would be best to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. Julie, you're next.
Yeah. The point I simply wanted to make was, you know, I think it's just kind of really more about a protocol thing. I'm not opposed to the notion of you know, the PMB dealing with this somehow, but a member or an LSB delegate can't bring a motion to the PMB. It has to come either through an LSB, some other committee, or I can't remember the exact rules off the top of my head, but no, I think if something, no, it has to come from a director, or it has to come, you know, be voted by a committee. And so I just didn't want to set a precedent, you know, and I think, you know, Aki's right. It's the election committee that should take this up, and, you know, whether the motion comes forward in the exact format that Eleanor Foreman first, you know, sent it to the whole PMB, that, you know, that's really up to the election committee. But yeah, it before stuff comes to the PMB, it really does have to come from, if not a committee, you know, a director. So.
Right. Okay. All right. Great. Okay.
But I appreciate having this conversation and figuring it out, though, because it's not like I, you know, want to say like, no, we cannot look at this. Right.
Right. Right. And I appreciate Aki volunteering to have the election committee take it up.
May I say one more thing?
Yes.
Or ask the question, rather. But well, let me say that I agree with Julie and what she's saying about the protocol. And I want to ask Aki, I think I remember, isn't she on the elections committee?
Yeah, she's on, so she can vote if
she can bring it up there. Got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Well, maybe you could point out to her. Okay, so maybe I should reply back in the string that this has to be, this motion would have to be, go through one of the PND committees, in this instance, the election committee, or be brought by a director. I can respond to that string of emails with that information. And so that you and that Aki Tanaka has is going to bring it up at the next election committee meeting on November 1st.
Right.
Okay. Great. Okay. Okay. Any other issues for the agenda? If not, I will just forward this, what we have so far, Julie, and I'm sure other things will come up that you might want to add to, that you will be adding to it. For the executive session, I think we actually discussed the agenda of the executive session in the last executive meeting. So we don't have to go into a closed session unless someone has something new that they want to discuss in a closed session with a closed session agenda for November 2nd.
Yeah, I do.
Aki, you do?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is a phone number for the closed session that we will call back onto when we hang up here.
Okay.
Just checking with everyone to make sure we've got all the open session items for this agenda covered. Anything else?
A question?
Yes.
Not on an item, but on the protocol for switching from one meeting to the other. You know, what we do on the national board frequently is call Otis and have him take us off the stream. Should we do that now, or should we just go to the other number?
Well, maybe the other the stream is the easiest.
We could either one. I think we'd have to. It might be quicker just to call back because I don't think Otis is on the call.
Yeah, let's call Otis. Agreed.
I'll call back.
Why don't we? Does everyone have the other number? It says.
Can you repeat it?
I can't repeat it in open session.
I see. But okay.
You know where you found this number, Avelia? The closed session number is right underneath.
Yes. Yeah. I know. I just had to. Okay.
Good.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We'll see you on the other number. The open session of the coordinating committee is now adjourned to closed session. Thank you all.